Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. The government is getting together with MPs today to announce its plans to resolve the immediate problems arising from the Gilets Jaunes demonstrations over the past few weeks. After the U-turn made yesterday on the introduction of further increases on the price of fuel in the new year, similar questions are now being raised about the price of electricity and gas. An additional demand by the Gilets Jaunes is a review on the wealth tax, after changes were brought in last year on taxes on wealth accrued through property. Demonstrations are being carried out today at schools and universities across the country. Establishments in the Île-de-France, Bordeaux and Grenoble are being blocked by students who are protesting against reforms to the BAC and the new university sorting system Parcoursup, as well as showing their support for the Gilets Jaunes. It was reported yesterday that 200 schools were blocked across the country, which appears to be continuing today. Blockades include the Censier and Tolbiac campuses in Paris. Farmers' unions are meeting this afternoon to discuss the possibility of protests next week. Representatives are facing further frustrations as the talks around food laws have been postponed due to the action by the Gilets Jaunes. The new laws being proposed are meant to make farmers assured of better financial gain through negotiating with supermarket chains and distribution outlets. Meanwhile, there is strong apprehension over possible further action this coming Saturday. Precautionary measures are being put in place, including the cancellation of big sporting and charity events. Two Ligue 1 matches have been cancelled, Paris against Montpellier and Toulouse versus Lyon. The SPA's annual Christmas event has also been cancelled, and there are doubts over the Téléthon and Lyon's Christmas Light Festival. New Caledonia is under alert for a possible tsunami. The High Commission has announced that the islands are under warning after a powerful earthquake reading 7.5 hit the vicinity of the area. In football news, there are six games kicking off at 7 o'clock this evening, including Strasbourg taking on Paris on day 16. Last night, PSG beat Montpellier 1-0. And finally, in other sports news, the French women's handball team are positioned second in their pool after beating Montenegro 25-20 last night in Nancy. Their next match is against Denmark on Thursday. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.